I mean, it's a great challenge, and you know, I've come into the series in the last couple of months. I've been good and I've been in decent form, and I'm pretty confident about my skills. So, yeah, just coming up to every game and having a new responsibility and a new role is also a blessing. I don't think a lot of batsmen get that. So, that's how I look at this, and I'm enjoying my batting, so wherever I get to bat, I just want to put up the performances for my team.
That's come back with so many positives, and what was a new man in the last 5 years, and that to get strong was the first year to get
that. Plans are pretty clear. Last 5 years, we have to try to score as many runs as you can, and yeah, it was, you know, you do lose wickets in the last 10 overs because you want to get as many runs as you can. And we knew that we had to get anywhere between 320 and 330. So, yeah, losing Virat and Manish together didn't really change our plans. When Jadeja came in, the plans stayed the same, to hit as many boundaries as we can. And if we couldn't hit the boundaries, try to get twos and run our runs out.
It's good to lose across because the India
was. It's good to win the game, so that's it.
India's first victory on this ground. That's right.
Thank you.
If you do have to go back to open on Sunday, I had a few challenges. And from a keeping point of view, can you pick the spinners? What's it like? Keep him as accurate? What's their comfortable way
in that? Oh, it just fits. You know, I always felt. You know, when I used to bat against him in the IPL, I always felt like, you know, the best place to be against Jaspreet is behind the stumps. But now that I have to keep it, you know, it's still hard. But the way he bowls, you know, swinging the ball both in Wankhede and here, it's a bit of a wobble. And for somebody who's not a regular keeper, that can be pretty hard. And we've seen for guys who are regular keepers, he's still a nightmare to keep. Yeah, but I'm enjoying it, and if I have to, I mean, again, like I said, I'm enjoying my batting, and whatever or wherever I get to bat, try to read the situation and try to do the best I can for the team.
It's not a very easy situation. You've only batted the line before twice in your career.
Sorry.
You've only batted the line before twice in your career. Do you have a preferred spot in the batting order? Do you prefer to face the ball and have tired, or do you like coming out and having
fire? Yeah, look, I mean, I've always open the batting, so that's a position, that's the order that I'm most comfortable in, and I know how to build my innings. But like I just said, it just, you know, there's so much I get to learn, so much about my own self and about my batting, and just batting as an art, you know, when I get to bat at 3 or 4 or 5, and I'm kind of enjoying it, and you know, I'm finding new ways to counter bowlers, new ways to handle the situation, and yeah, I'm just enjoying it for now, and I don't look at it as pressure. It's something that it's an opportunity, and I'll try to play it the best I can. It is. I mean, you know, even for me, sometimes I couldn't pick Kuldeep, and you know, Jadeja at the pace he bowls is just pretty difficult. It's not what I get in my first class team. So again, I'm just don't have many answers or any new answers. I'm just enjoying everything that's thrown at me and trying to do the best I can. Yeah, don't think technically I've practiced anything different. I just spoke a lot more to middle order batsmen, and I watched a lot of videos. I watched, spoke a lot to Virat, and you know, I watched a lot of videos of AB or Steve Smith for that matter, and how they build their innings, K Kane Williamson, somebody who I've tried to go back and watch some of his videos and see how they build their innings and how they play in certain situations. And it's just been the only thing I've tried to learn is how I can use my game and be better in certain situation. And the reading of the game's gotten a lot better for me now that I've played in different positions, and batting becomes a lot more enjoyable.
You obviously had a great early Aaron Fitzgerald, didn't you? Were you confident straight away that he was out, and then watching the replays, wasn't the team
huddle,
was everyone confident, or was it,
it looked pretty out to me. And the minute we went up, even Finchie, you could tell that he knew he was out. So yeah, I'm happy I got that stumping. Yeah, I don't know. We couldn't really see it so clearly on the big screen, but it looked pretty out to me. More than willing to bat anywhere and do any job that the team wants, and it's a team game, and everybody—it's not just me. Anybody who's playing for the country will be willing to take up anything, any role that the team management takes up.
Finally,
just take that
role
to your team, right?
Yeah, it was very obvious, and I've had this comparison for a long time. And growing up playing cricket as well, the names, he's Rahul Dravid, I'm Rahul, so the comparison's always been there. And he's somebody who I've spent a lot of time with, working on not working, but talking about cricket, talking about batting. And he's coming from the same state as well, I have that opportunity to go to him and give him a call or talk to him about batting or anything about cricket. So he's been more than welcome, and it's great to be compared to somebody like that.
Good. Thank you.